Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas Podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas Podcast from Capital Group, available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group Inc.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I've got an insane stat that will prove once and for all how mediocre the American League is, but that should give Yankee fans hope. And we've got a brand new edition of Toasted and Posted, where we guess the old tweets of our fellow FAN coworkers. That's coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But today it is very important for my fellow Met fan to take some truth serum. We need to have an honest and real conversation because I've lived on this earth for a long time. I have seen the way we react as Met fans. I've seen the way Yankee fans react. We're kind of the same. We're New Yorkers. We are who we are. And the way things go in this town is we get this incredible present, this incredible gift. We bring in a star player. Let's say that star player's name is Carlos Beltran. And we bring him in and we're all excited and it's our shiny toy. And if he doesn't play up to our expectations, we boo his ass. Mike Piazza, same thing. We trade for Mike Piazza. Thank you, Mike Francesa, Christopher Mad Dog Russo. And even when he's hitting 340, we deem he's not getting big enough hits. So what do? We boo his ass. Gerrit Cole, Yankee fans, remember him? He's going to miss the season this year. He's been a great Yankee. But when he doesn't perform to your expectations, what do in the middle of July when he's taken out in the fourth inning? You boo his ass. So, Met fans, let's just get it out of the way. Let's talk about it. Let's be honest. I'm not putting negativity into the world. I'm just talking about history and what's likely to happen. If Juan Soto gets off to a bad start, when are you booing his ass? Is it April? Is it May? Do you give him more time? Do you give him less time? He's being paid $755 million. And before anyone calls up and yells at me like I'm the bad guy, I don't boo my own players. I'm not a booer.
Never?
Never.
You never booed a player.
One time.
Who?
Guillermo Mota.
Why?
Because he tested positive for steroids. I know, what a lame reason.
You know what? That's actually a decent reason.
Oh, is that good?
Right, because it leaves you unavailable.
Yeah. I was mad at Guillermo Mota, but in general, I'm not a booer. I didn't boo Beltran. I didn't boo Alomar. I didn't boo Piazza. I didn't boo guys who deserved it, who didn't deserve it. But Met fans, be honest. Because right now, we're in the honeymoon phase. We still are. It's one of the longest honeymoon phases we've ever seen upon adding a free agent or a player acquired. And the idea of me coming on Sports Talk Radio on March 18th talking about booing Juan Soto seems like I'm a hater or I'm a bad guy. No, I'm just getting ahead of the curve. I'm just talking about it before it's uncomfortable in the middle of April. Because I'm not the bad guy. We're all the bad guys. Because we've all done it. So Met fans, let me know. Let us know. Tell the New York athlete when you're going to boo somebody because he's not performing to your expectations. 888-808-1019. I don't think you ever faced booze, Teak.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Did you face booze?
All the time.
Sorry.
Right. Most of my career, I was booed, at least early in my career.
Is that the fumbling thing?
Absolutely. It was the fumbling thing. It was the, damn it. You're killing me.
So you know what it's like.
Of course I know what it's like. And it's different for football because it, like, you notice it, but you really don't notice it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's just too much it's too loud. Like, there's too much chaos going on, and it can easily get, I don't know, drowned out by cheers on the next play because whatever, fumble, then you get an interception, or fumble, recover it, then you, Eli throws for a 50-yard, you know, bomb down the right sideline. So it just, it doesn't last in football like it does in baseball. Whereas in baseball, if you get on the wrong side of a fan base, and it's like, it's consistent.
Oh, no doubt.
It's every time you touch the ball.
I think what makes it so bad in baseball is that baseball is a game of failure.
Yes.
You're going to fail even when you're doing really well 70% of the time. And so when you have that moment in a sporting event, which you really don't have in the other sports, where it's you and the world, like now batting for the New York Mets, number 22, Juan Soto, and then it's you versus the pitcher, and then there's a clear result.
Right.
Either you're going to win the battle, whether it's drawing a walk or getting a base hit or hitting a home run, or you're going to lose the battle. You're going to strike out. You're going to pop up. There's that clear moment where fans can react to you. And I don't think you kind of get that in the other sports. And so that's why, to me, in baseball, the booing is much more noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just easier to come about because, again, you're failing more times than you're succeeding.
And I think it's also a quiet environment for most of the game. Until something happens, people are just kind of chilling.
Right.
Just having a beer, having a casual conversation with whoever their neighbor is or whoever they came to the game with. And then all of a sudden something happens and it's like, whoa, let's go. Or you strike out in a critical moment and you get booed.
Yeah.
Right? It's different in football where it just feels like there's a constant buzz.
And
like,
there isn't
a loudness.
There isn't that moment every single game where the fans can show you how they feel about you.
Yes.
While in baseball, you get that all the time. And that's why when I was thinking about this morning and I was thinking about this, what feels like inevitable moment, because it's a rite of passage as a New York athlete. Like,
no doubt.
Every great athlete in this town has faced boos. In fact, I started making a list of the acquired athletes who've been booed, and it's a long one, and then also the acquired athletes who never got booed. And the list of guys who never faced boos is an incredibly short list.
Yeah.
More times than not, you're on the side of Dave Winfield, or the side of Roger Clemens, or the side of Jason Giambi, or the side of Randy Johnson, or the side of Carlos Beltran, or the side of Roberto Alomar, or the side of Mike Piazza. All of these guys are New York baseball players, either via trade or free agency, who at some moment, fair or not, got booed. And the list of guys who never faced boos, like Gary Carter probably never faced boos in 1985 after they acquired him via trade, mainly, and I wish Juan Soto can do this, because Carter got off to such an awesome start. He had a game-winning home run in his first game as a Met.
As many home runs as Juan Soto is hitting in spring training, you might want to save someone
right
for the regular season.
Because they don't count.
Exactly, they don't count, but it seems like he's going to get off to a fast start, kind of like he did with the Yankees. Now, we had this exact conversation last year with the Yankees, or at least Sean did, who's out today. But his reasoning for not booing was different. And did he get booed?
He never got booed.
He never, not collectively booed.
He never got booed because he pulled off the same thing Gary Carter pulled off, and it's very tough to do. He was so good from jump that there was never a moment to boo him. Like, other than just being an annoying drunk guy in the middle of May who's expecting perfection, and that's different than the majority of a stadium booing you, which you will get in a lot of these cases, Juan Soto was so good upon beginning his Yankee tenure that there was never an opportunity.
Right, and Sean didn't want anybody to boo him. He proclaimed it on this station because he didn't want Juan Soto to feel the ire of Yankee fans lest he go someplace else.
Well, it was such a different situation because Juan Soto was acquired last year as a guy that you're trying to impress, that the guy you're trying to bring back. More times than not, whether it's signing Dave Winfield as a free agent or trading for Randy Johnson with a few years left on his deal or signing Carlos Beltran or signing Gerrit Cole, these guys are here forever, and the boos are usually attached to the expectations of the money and what you accomplished elsewhere. And it's not entirely fair. I mean, there are guys like Giancarlo Stanton is on the side of a guy who's heard boos.
Immediately.
He heard his boos immediately.
Immediately. Like, but I think that was because it felt like such an egregious amount of money. That's before.
Really? And what about this contract?
It does. I mean, I honestly feel this, Evan. We are.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
We are desensitized, numb to absurd amounts of money. And I'm talking in baseball, but I'm just talking in general. When you think about some basketball players are making $60 million a year, and some not good basketball players are making $40 million a year, and in about 3 or 4 years, these guys are going to be making $100 million a year. You just desensitize the money. But back in, when did Stan come?
2018 was his first year here,
in 2018, before it felt like every elite star player, athlete is going to be a billionaire, because that's what it feels like now. Pat Mahomes, he's going to be a billionaire. Juan Soto, he's going to be a billionaire. LeBron James, he's already a billionaire. Like, before that happened, Stanton's deal felt enormous. Just like A-Rod's deal felt enormous.
Right, that's another guy who's heard the boost,
right, but then go back and look at it, right, and you're like, $25 million?
Yeah.
Are we serious? We're upset about that? So I think our perception of stupid athlete wealth has been numbed.
I think it's been numb, but here's why I think you're wrong, and I'm going to give you an exact date. Because as a Met fan, and listen, I don't boo, okay? It's going to take Juan Soto to have to basically insult redheads verbally into a microphone for me to actually start booing the guy, because I'm not a booer. Mm-hmm. And I'm not condemning those who do boo. I understand the frustrations, but I choose not to do it. So when I'm going to give you a specific date where I think Met fans would turn on Juan Soto, I'm not doing it because I think it's going to happen. I'm not doing it because I'm going to boo him. I'm doing it because I've been around long enough to see everybody get booed. From Mariano Rivera to Mark Teixeira to Garrett Cole. I didn't see Dave Winfield get booed, but I know he got booed. I think by the middle of April, if he doesn't get off to a really good start and the Mets are struggling, he will get booed. And I'll tell you exactly why. Because he comes here with the greatest expectations of any Met free agent ever, period, stop. He blows away George Foster. He blows away Carlos Beltran. He blows away, Piazza was a trade, but even Mike Piazza and the expectations he came with. He blows away Pedro Martinez. He is everything we've been giddy about. He's the greatest free agent signing this franchise has ever had. And with that comes great expectations.
Right.
And so here's what's happening in the middle of March. Nobody's thinking about this. And they probably are thinking Evan's a bad guy for even talking about this, or I'm bringing negativity in the world for talking about this. No, I just know that that's what happens around here. I know that we have these love affairs, and then if you don't perform, we turn on you. We've done it to everybody. Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily break the athlete. Lindor came through this fine.
Yeah.
Garrett Cole's gone through this fine. More times than not, the guys get through this fine.
Edwin Diaz
has gotten through it fine, shockingly enough. But because of the sheer amount of money he's making, $745 million, or $765 million, which is record-breaking, when you combine that with the expectations of performance, because he killed us in the National League East for many years, and then oh yeah, brought the Yankees to the World Series last year, and because prices at Citi Field, and this is a huge factor, Teak, prices at Citi Field are high.
Yeah.
This absolutely is why people boo more today than they booed 20 years ago, because people feel entitled that, hey, I dropped $500 and you struck out, boo!
All right, so what are we expecting then for the boos to happen?
Second home stand of the year, April 17th against the Cardinals. I can't get any more specific than that.
Why that?
Because I think that unlike...
What if he's hitting 380 up to that point?
Oh, he won't get booed. As long as you hit, you'll avoid it.
Like, so he's got to be sub 240 or whatever. Not that many home runs at that point. And then have a bad series.
You know why?
That's what you're saying?
No. You know why I can't even attach stats to this? And I had an argument with Pete Hoffman about this, because Pete Hoffman, who produces the Rico, but is also an honest guy. I don't know if Tommy would ever admit this. Pete Hoffman admitted that he's one of the schmucks who booed Mike Piazza. And when I was young, I was like 15 years old, and I was a scrawny little kid. I was at Shea Stadium and people were booing Mike Piazza. I was ready to drop. I was ready to drop fists.
Right.
Because I thought it was so stupid and so mind-numbing. And as a 15-year-old, I thought anybody who booed Mike Piazza was an idiot.
Well, what were the circumstances?
So I'll explain it. So Pete explained to me, because what I said to Hoff was, how did you boo the guy who was hitting 335? Mm. And he said, yeah. But all he did was grind on a double plays. He never got a hit in a big spot. So it isn't even just stats.
Right. It's circumstances.
Right. So when you say, well, if he's hitting 240, it's not even about that. It's if Met fans don't believe he's living up to what the expectation was and he's not getting the big hit, there will be people more so today than in 1998
right.
who are going to feel entitled to boo that guy because the beer costs a lot, because the tickets cost a lot, and oh yeah, he's the great Juan Soto. So I think I'm being generous by saying April 17th, the second homestand of the year, because it's possible it happens before
well,
that.
Well, the only thing that mitigates it is if they're winning. If they're winning in spite of him not being good, then he won't get booed.
Agreed. I think if they're winning enough.
Right. If it's losing, and yes. It feels like we brought you here, spent all of this money to sign you, and we're losing. Part of it is because you're not performing. Then that he gets associated with the team's lack of success, compounded by his lack of success.
Yes.
So, no, you're right. That seems early to me.
Wow.
I mean, that's 2.5 weeks into the season.
Giancarlo Stanton got booed on the Yankees home opener. But
that's because of the money.
Well, what about this?
I just told you.
It's still a lot of money, though. You can't minimize it.
No, you're right. You're right. Because, look, I made the argument when we were having this discussion before the offseason, actually, how much he was going to get paid.
Right.
And some people were sitting around the $48 million line or whatever it may be. I was quick after looking at all the other sports. He's going to make $60 million. Because the best players in the other sports, they make $60 million. So why shouldn't he make $60 million? I didn't think he'd blow past it and go to $70 million. But it is a lot of money, but I think we're desensitized to it.
I don't think, not when you're spending it. Not when you're going to the ballpark. And that's the element at play here. It is expensive to go to sporting events, and when you go to said sporting events, your expectations for your experience are that much higher.
Yeah.
And that's not just the food that you're going to have or the in-game entertainment. It's the performance. Now, we have two Met fans here, and I hope they can have the truth serum and be honest, because this is an honest conversation. It's very easy in the middle of March to call up and say, I would never boo Juan Soto. You're an idiot. You're a hater. I would never boo him. Shut up. You'd all boo him. Most fans have booed in their lifetime. It's just a reality. So, Lugie, I know you're positive Tommy, but in your past, have you ever booed a Met player?
I have.
You want to name some of the names? Go ahead.
Maxwell, Jacob, Friedman, Scherzer.
Okay.
That's it.
That's the only guy you booed.
That I can remember. I might have booed, Eddie Murray, Bobby Bowe back in the day. Yeah. The down years at Shea Stadium when I was a younger lad. But I don't recall booing too many Mets in my older years, just Scherzer.
So your maturity has really gotten the best of you.
Good for you.
As obnoxious as I am and come off, I'm not the biggest booer.
Do you see your fellow Met fan?
Oh, 100%.
How quickly? Is April 17th a good time, or maybe even earlier than that? Or, you know what? They stole him from the Yankees. Met fans will be even more patient than that.
They will be more patient. I think there will be a larger or longer honeymoon with Juan Soto than previous players like a Lindor, like a Piazza.
Because of the Yankee connection?
Correct.
And you know that if you boo him,
100%.
You're going to hear it from your brethren who are Yankee fans?
That's a large part of it. That's an absolute large part of it. I think a lot of Met fans appreciate the fact that Juan Soto picked the Mets over the Yankees, and they will give him more rope. So if he misplays a ball in right field or takes a walk or something, no one's going to boo him.
And Beltran was the opposite, because the perception about him was he preferred to be a Yankee than a New York Met. Hence, the booing came pretty early for him.
By the way, it is March 18th at 2:18. I think this is the perfect time to institute something for this season. Positive Tommy to my fellow Met fans. I am instituting a non-booing Juan Soto policy. I just came up with this.
On.
It's never been done before. This is not something anyone else did on this show.
Are you
with
sure
the Yankees?
You don't want to do this as fake Sean?
And I will remind you every day, we will not boo Juan Soto. Well, even though he's marrying us, we won't boo him.
You know what? As a non-booer, but as an honest Met fan, you can't make that declaration. You want to know why? If we booed Carlos Beltran, if we booed David Wright during slumps, if we've booed all these other former Mets, how can we put an exemption for a guy who's done nothing for us yet? You know what I mean? Like, Lindor got booed. We all love Lindor now. He came out of this clean. He came out of this looking great. but I don't think anyone deserves. We booed Piazza. He was hitting 340.
Not everybody feels the same way I do about this, but I think Juan Soto already has done everything for us because he created the paradigm shift where the Mets are now big brother.
But
and
you
we
gotta perform.
No doubt about it. But we all know that Juan Soto will perform. And if it's a little blip on the radar, you can't be, I know this is tough for fans, you can't be irrational about
now,
it.
Now, Paul Rosenberg is filling in basically for Lugie or Sean Morash. He is a good Met fan. He's a very good Met fan. I can say a lot of negative things about Rosie, but the one positive I'll say is he's a damn good Met fan. Will you boo Juan Soto if he gets off to a bad start?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Again, he's a good Met fan, I'm telling you. How quickly would you decide to put your two hands near your mouth and go boo?
If he strikes out to end the game April 4th, the Met home opener, I'm serious. People are going to boo because we are spending $400 and he makes $700 million. And yes, that is the price you pay for doing that, for being that talented and that good at your job. Yes, that is the price you pay. I'm allowed to boo you and it has no effect on you whatsoever.
Well, not Tiki nor I have said you're not allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it. I'm just more curious why you would go about doing it seven games into his Met. That seems pretty early.
Because
like I was saying early.
Because Met fans aren't used to this, and we're not going to be used to this until he actually does it on the field. And if he goes throughout the
kind of used to this getting a star. What wasn't
not of this caliber.
No, you're right. I mean, but Edwin Diaz was a star when he came here. And he didn't perform, and he got booed.
Yeah.
Period.
Carlos Beltran was the biggest free agent at the time.
Lindor.
And he was in the prime of his career.
Even just more recently, Lindor. Part of that was Lindor induced, but it is what it is.
No, I honestly, even before that, he wasn't good. Lindor got off to a bad start as a Met. And listen, I will sit here, and I'll explain why I'm not booing, but I'm not going to like tell Met fans you're a bad fan for booing. I get it. And look, Rosie brought something up. And I think he did a very good job because you're like the populace. Because I think there's a lot of people who, again, may not admit this on March 18th because they don't want to say it yet. But they'll say it on April 18th. And that is, I spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's what this comes down to. I dropped $350. We're losing 6-0. You're batting .267. I expected more. And I'm going to let you hear about it. Like, one of the excuses, because Morash booed Giancarlo Stanton on opening day.
Day one.
And one of his excuses was, it was cold outside, and hey, I'm sitting here, it's a long game, and I'm cold, and I'm cranky. In fact, Fake Sean, I think I laid it out, but Fake Sean, is that accurate to why you booed Giancarlo on opening day?
It's 100% accurate. It was so cold that I couldn't even have Mr. Softy. My chicken tenders in my Yankee helmet chicken bucket were frozen by the third inning, and this piece of you-know-what couldn't even hit the ball.
We'll get to your calls next. Met fans, I want you to be honest, okay? I know. There's no reason to boo Juan Soto yet. The guy's been amazing. He's been great in spring training. He's saying all the right things, and he picked us. But not all good times last forever. So let's be real here. 888-808-1019.